Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I'm still, by the way, time I say this, I get stuff, people think it's weird. I'm still nursing the coffee I made this morning at 3:30.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've had two cups since. I get a coffee, I drink. If I have any liquid, I just pound
it. It's still warm. You know what I mean?
I'm in this cup. But you know. You're a slow drinker.
I am. I sip. I'm a sipper.
He's a sipper.
I'm not a sipper.
Yeah. You a chugger?
Yep.
Gulper. Total gulper.
Depends what it is.
I'm sure it does.
Hey now. Bring up something without... this was a discussion the other night at practice. And a couple of the guys thought I was funny for thinking this. I don't really watch sports, but every once in a while I will, watch UFC. I still very much enjoy it. And I really, really find myself as of lately, you know, a lot of the guys that I used to like aren't really doing it anymore. Sometimes they'll, you know, come back for a retirement match.
Frank Mir got his ass kicked.
Oh, man, really bad. I said that to
that
you
was ugly.
The other night. And the other day, one of the girls, Misha Tate is her name. And you go back like maybe 6, 7, 8, maybe even 10 years ago, she was fantastic.
We had her on.
Yes, we have had her on and stuff. And she retired and came back, and she's got two kids now. And did really well in the ring, but really took a really good whooping. And I was telling the guys, I'm like, most of the time when I sit down and I watch these UFC events, the girls get the fight of the night. Because, you know, those two angry girls get in there, and they're like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And I find it sometimes, to most of the time, to be a better fight and everything. But I get nervous now more than ever if I know one of them's a mother. Is that weird? Because it's like, I don't think that...
You're not concerned if any of them are dads?
No, not at all. But I find myself going, oh, my God. And then, because after, Misha Tate stood with the other girl and they raised the other girl's hand, Misha Tate's face had some serious, cuts all along her eye and everything. And I'm going, oh, God, you know, I hope her kids aren't watching this at home. Or I'm like, oh, she's a...
So what if it's a guy?
Doesn't faze me at all.
Because your attitude is sexist.
Yeah, you know what?
Somebody's going to say,
yes.
I don't think so, because
yes,
I get it. But... And especially if you have daughters.
Yeah.
Like, I look at everything through, you know... when it comes to women, younger women, I through my daughter. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Once you have a daughter, you see things differently. Once you have a kid, you see things differently.
You work with Laura.
So
Laura has said, you know, no, Laura, you can't do that. What did you say?
Yeah, don't tell me what I can't do.
She'll give you a pounding.
Right.
A little different.
But I just feel like, is that weird to feel that way?
I don't,
because the guys were kind of laughing at me. They're like, "Dude, what does it matter?" I'm like, "Well, she's a mom now." I'm not saying she should retire and be baking cookies. I didn't say that.
Right.
What I mean, it's like she took a whooping.
Well, you don't want them to get hurt. It's not that they can't do it. It's not, you know, obviously they're tough as nails, but when someone's getting the beat out of them, do I feel more empathy toward a woman? I do, and I guess that's my. How I was brought up. That's my age.
I will hold it against them.
They're tougher than me.
No, I will say remember the mouse story?
Yes.
Because I felt so bad because she was a mother mouse, and I didn't, when I flung her babies across my yard.
Oh, yeah,
And for me, I can kill, and I have no problem with it. If I saw a mouse alone, I wouldn't have sympathy. But when her babies were flying out throughout my yard, and then I have to see her, like, the sadness in her eyes, I was like, oh,
you actually saw sadness in a mouse's eye.
Well, she ran up my arm. I got real close to her. I mean, she ran up my arm.
So you saw the sadness.
And I did see the sadness. And then when I ever saw her picking up the babies and trying to carry them to a safe spot, I was like, oh, what do I do?
You don't remotely think that you imagined her eyes got sad because
I'm sure they were sad.
I put myself in her shoes going, Oh.
What if someone threw my kid across the yard?
My my newborn babies that they didn't even have fur yet, and I just flung them. So I feel, yes, I think now that I'm a mom, I look at them differently, females. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
What's but see, weird like, is-
to me, I had no problem, and I'm, the only reason I'm going back in time a little bit is now is because Rhonda's a mother. But when I watched Rhonda climb in the ring and fight, you know, Cyborg, I'd be like, kill each other.
Yeah, right,
I was
right.
Like, oh my God, these guys. But now, like, once they have a child and they come out of retirement and they fight again and it's a beating, I'm going, no, this is making me sick to my stomach.
I don't know what this says, you know, but you get, when you're in your 20s, right, and you see somebody in their 20s, they think they're infallible, yeah, invincible, you know, and so you kind of think so too. You know, there are 24-year-old, 25-year-old in the ring going to kick the shit or get the shit kicked out of them. Yeah, that's the thing. They're invincible. But you have a kid, you know, and you stop thinking about people being invincible. If it was a 25-year-old mom, I'd still be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was an older mom, I would do that too.
It's not of the age.
Right,
it's
that's
the fact
what I'm saying.
That once they become a mom, and they're also in a sport where you're seeing some of these people going, you know, I did my fights. There's a girl recently, she hit 50 fights and she retired. And they're like, why are you retiring? She goes, because I'm nervous now. That's 50 fights. How many times did I get punched in the head during those times? And I would like to still be able to, you know, have a second part of my life where I become a mom and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just didn't, you know, it's something that the guys were laughing at me about. They said, it shouldn't matter. And I'm like, well, it does to me. Because, like, once you're a mom, it's like, you're a mom. And I'm not saying you're any, because sometimes you become more protective.
You've got to think differently about protecting yourself so you can be around for the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, but now, look, somebody's going to say that part of that opinion is rooted in sexism. And I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I think that is true.
I hope you don't look upon me differently now, Laura.
You?
But you know some people are going to say, well, that is based in sexism. Well, that opinion is based in sexism.
Well, even like Jeff, you know, once we had the kids, he's like, I want you to not go on your scooter anymore. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're a mom. You got to be careful. I was like, no, I can still ride a scooter. And he's like, no. He's like, I get nervous. And he goes, but now if I'm more nervous, if anything happens to you, you have babies to take care of.
What about, so what do you say in return? Like, because then it would be 100% fair for you to say, then you have to stop doing this.
No, but
did
it's
you
not,
say that?
No, because I don't think that way because he's a man.
What's the most dangerous thing he does? Or something that you would think could be considered risky. He doesn't ride a motorcycle.
He rides a scooter. I got rid of mine and he got one.
All right. So, well.
But he tells me now, he's like, well, our kids are older. They're not babies anymore. Things are different. You could ride the scooter. We have a scooter. I'm like, now I have nowhere to put the groceries. But
that's rooted in sexism.
Yeah.
100%.
But I understood where he's coming when he said, you know, you shouldn't ride the scooter. We got babies at home now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck?
Everything in life changes when you have kids, although, you know, some people would argue that they have a right not to have it change, which is, you can decide. You know, but I mean, I didn't tell Valerie there was nothing she could do. She doesn't do stuff like that.
He also told me, he's like, okay, no more skydiving right now. We have babies. Right. And I didn't skydive for a while, or I haven't.
But can't you...
Sorry. I was getting FaceTimed.
Is that so insulting, though?
No.
Being told what you can't do?
Well, no, but the fact that, you know, that, like, it's the male going, I don't want anything to happen to you.
Right, I know, but you're also denying them the ability to do what they want, which is a big deal. Like, I can't tell Valerie, you know, Valerie was not jazzed about me riding a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that right now. The fact that she got on it with me was big, because she was like, honey, you know, and she was kind of a nervous rider. She did not want me riding a motorcycle. But because I don't tell Valerie what she can and can't do, she doesn't do it to me. She gets concerned about some of the stuff I do when I'm out shooting with the camera, you know, and being alone in places that, you know, in the middle of nowhere. Rightfully so. Doesn't tell me not to do it. So I can't do it to her.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand.
Regardless.
I just didn't know.
Doesn't mean I can't be concerned, but yeah, I feel the same way you do about MMA fighters and moms.
I don't see, if somebody tells me, no, you can't do something, I usually go and do it anyways, but I did not in any of those, I haven't gone skydiving, you know, when I had the kids. I haven't gone scooter riding. Mm-hmm. I think I've taken out some of the danger in my life.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, it's not because Jeff, you know, said you can't do it.
Okay.
But like, I kind of see his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if anything does happen to me, whew, I don't want him raising them alone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That's it. Okay.
But isn't that a good way to think? Like, I didn't do it because Jeff told me no. I did it because I was thinking, okay, well, if
you didn't want him raising them alone.
Right.
That's weird.
Would you want Valerie raising your kids alone?
No, but it wouldn't be the first thing to come to my mind. It wouldn't be the first thing to come to my mind.
And you know what? Let's be honest about something. I do believe most of the time, kids end up normal if they just with their mom. And when they're just with their dads, it's kind of like sometimes they have a tendency of being cold.
I didn't say that. You said that. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how I thought of it. Is he's right? If anything happens to me. And it's just Jeff and the kids. I know other people would step up, be a part of their life. It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but the same thing is if something happened to him.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Life would be totally different. But they have their. I have something about moms. It just.
You are a mom, and you are singularly an absolutely ultimate, fully absolute, full in control woman who wants to control every single thing around you. That's how you are. So mm-hmm. you're not going to see like you're not going to think. Well, you know. I don't want to say it that way because it sounds that doesn't sound like what I mean. But like, if something happened to Jeff, you'd be okay. That's what you're thinking.
Yes,
that's what you're thinking.
Yes,
but if something happened to you, he wouldn't be okay. But if something happened to you, Jeff might not be okay at first, but he would learn.
How to do
it. Just because we're men doesn't mean we can't be good single parents.
I agree with that. But what I mean is, as a guy, sometimes you kind of get that role of, well, you know, if something happens to me, the kids will be okay after a while. But, like, you lose the mom, you're like, I don't know how to even make mac and cheese. I don't know.
I get that. But you would find a way because you always adapt. And no matter what, you're thrown a really bad curve with sick disease or something like that. You push through. You don't have a choice. You know, when things get tough, like, I didn't know when Caitlin got sick, we were terrified. But I'm like, whatever's going to be thrown at, we're going to get through it. We're just going to push through it. You don't have a choice, so you do it.
My dad brought me up. I saw my mom's on the weekends.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But my dad was single dad.
Well, Scotty started. Kelly just walked in. Scotty started talking about MMA fighters that are moms, and he's nervous watching women moms fight.
And
you know,
I usually enjoy usually at a UFC event. Usually the women fight is usually the fight of the night for a reason because they get out there and they put on a good fight. Recently, a Miesha Tate came back after taking like a 2-year break and having children. She came back and she did pretty well, but she took a beating, and I was like, it made me uneasy while watching it because I was she's a mom.
You care,
you know. After they had to cover her eye because her face took a pretty good beating, and I was like,
but you never talk about that with any of the boxers that are in the ring about whether their kids
fathers.
Are watching or
whatever.
I'm actually with him on this, and it sounds horrible, but that's how I look. And when Jeff had said, you know, when we first had when the kids were young, he's like, you know, I don't think you should be out in your scooter anymore if something happens to you. And then it was, you know, you shouldn't go skydiving right now. The kids are still young. And I think he even had the fear is, oh, crap, how am I going to get through this if something happens to Laura? And I thought the same thing. Well, maybe he's right. If something happens to me, Jeff's going to have a hell of a time.
Well,
so
as would anybody who loses their partner.
I know, but it just, it's...
I said, Kelly, that attitude, and I'm not saying I don't share it with the MMA fighters and caring about a mom, is rooted in sexism to some degree.
That's an actual pain. It is.
And then Laura said the exact same thing in the opposite, which is also rooted in sexism. Like, she's the only one who can do the parenting job. Jeff wouldn't be able to do it.
I know
he'd learn. I mean, he's doing a lot of it now, but I mean, I know what you're saying. The other stuff, making dinner, he'd learn.
He'd have to figure out a lot of
stuff. He would. It's funny how...
I hope he wouldn't go bankrupt.
Get some takeout in there.
First off, you have to realize you're not around anymore because you're not around.
You don't have to worry about it.
I just hope he'd check that email I send every 6 months that says, in case I die, and has all of the payment information and where he's going to pay his bills and what... Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know.
But you got told everything that you can't do, and he didn't have to give up shit.
No.
That's wrong.
But time out.
That's
time out.
I didn't think
is it wrong?
That way.
Yes. But Was Jeff going skydiving?
No, he wasn't.
Nope.
Okay.
No, he wasn't. But he was doing the scooter. The same thing he didn't want her to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Like, kids without a dad suffer. You know, that's my only point.
I wear a helmet.
Well, see, there's another thing right there then, you know?
Oh, yeah. When he said that to me, and normally, like I said, if somebody says, no, Laura, you can't, then I go and do it 1,000 times.
But do you realize that sometimes from when people saying that it is from a place of caring.
Caring.
Of course it is. I know that.
You know, I mean, I'm well aware that you can do probably things better than I can. But like, you know, there are times that you could get offered to do things and I go, oh, Laura, I don't think you should do it. You're a mom now.
You will surprise yourself in the moment when you're in a position you never thought you were going to be in. You've already been through some stuff. That you probably never thought that you would go through. You've been through it. You survived it. You survived. You're out on the other side, into the light again. Look, that's what we do as human beings. I just don't. If I walked up to Valerie and said, you can't, I would have to go. I would have to examine myself to be fair and go, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that.
But on a type of a side note, I've seen myself when I first got divorced and I was single, maybe dating, but nothing serious. I looked at things a little differently going, like, if something happens to me now, I don't mean dying, but I mean, I got nobody here to take care of me. You know, I'm not saying my mom and dad wouldn't stop, but
right.
Break a leg, how the hell am I getting up 3 sets of stairs? You know, I did find myself going, there's a little bit of caution that was there, that's there, that wasn't there before.
Yeah. I get that. I just, you have to reexamine everything when you have kids, no question. Mm-hmm. But I have attitudes when it comes to stuff like that I know people wouldn't find popular because I agree. It's the whole taking care of my wife. I'm the protector, blah, blah, blah. Even though that is a sexist attitude, I 100% own that. But I don't deny Valerie any strength or anything. I know people don't like that, but that's just, you know. Walking on the side of the street where the traffic is.
I don't want to talk about that again.
No, I'm just saying it's a sexist attitude. I agree 100%. But Laura's, I can take care of things where you wouldn't, is also a sexist attitude. That's
it
not
is.
A criticism.
Oh, no, I know it is.
Because I have the same thing.
But
yeah, so.
I don't know.
That's what we were talking about, Kelly. So that's what you walked in on.
Whew, that got heavy.
I mean, my laundry was pink sometimes when my dad did it. I'll be honest with you. But it was okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
You get through. You get through and you grow. And it doesn't happen overnight, right? You got to imagine you're going to go through some freaking rough waters before you get to a calmer place, hopefully. But
I always went to the laundry station by the Pals Pub, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think you drop the laundry app, go into Pals, maybe have one or two.
I just resist sometimes the mom is instantly the better parent. I don't agree with that. It's not fair.
No, you're not saying that.
Nobody's saying that.
In every case, but sometimes I've always felt like, you know, it's, and again, it might probably sexist. I have no problem with two dads going in the ring and beating the shit out of each other.
Right.
I have no problem with it.
Right.
But, you know, when, you know, two moms do it, I might be a little bit more sensitive. Oh, God. That's, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I totally understand it. You know, I totally understand. I have a hard time watching them, to be honest with you, because they're getting pummeled. I don't want to see anybody get pummeled. But if it's a guy, I don't care.
I think when women fight, it's holy shit.
There are some,
it's like, oh my God.
I'm not a big UFC guy because the beatings are sometimes so bad, I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll watch boxing, but usually, you know, boxing, you know, they get a puffy face. But I mean, MMA, Frank Mir, that dude didn't know
he had
where
no
the
idea
hell
where
he was. And what was that, the second round or something?
It was so fast.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy was one of the superstars.
Yep.
Didn't even know where he was. He's going, what?
When
the
they brought
like,
him backstage,
out.
He thought he got hit by a car.
Oh, my God. It was crazy. But I don't sit down and watch a lot of UFC because of that. Because in the beginning, I mean, they were animals.
But remember,
come a long way.
Yep.
Dana's done a good job.
And also, Dana's the same guy that said, women will never fight in my octagon. And look at him now.
I know.
They're getting fights of the night.
I know.
Best fighter.
Mm-hmm. So
Laura, if you don't mind, no fighting. Okay? I don't want you fighting.
Sometimes it's fun.
It's hard for me to tell Valerie what she can and can't do. I would suggest it because she did not like the motorcycle. She's like, I'm like, I'm doing it. And so you have to give her the same thing. I can't treat her any differently than she treats me. You know, I'm like, or vice versa. But yeah.
Women, when it comes to some things, they don't like to be told what they can do and what they can't do.
Yeah. I don't tell Valerie that. I don't.
And most of the time, if it's me, if it's with Amy, it's a place of caring. I'm not saying you can't do it. When I met you, you lived on the side of a mountain, and most of the time when you pulled into your yard, you had to snowblow to get the car in your yard. You had to start the fire.
You can take care of yourself.
I know you can take care of yourself, but now I'm here, and let me do some of that.
Because of Valerie and Caitlin, okay, I now carry a GPS with an SOS button, radar, satellite, phone, all that stuff. When I go out, like, I wouldn't have done that. Who gives a shit? I'm out in the middle of nowhere taking pictures in the woods. I'm good. But I do make those preparations and safety precautions because of that, you know? So that's my way of kind of going, okay, I'll acquiesce, but this is what I'll do, but I still want to do it. So if you wear a helmet, do you ride a scooter now?
No, because I'm always, like, grocery shopping or doing
stuff.
It's
tough to do groceries on a scooter. Yeah.
I mean, we have
such especially when you're shopping for someone.
Honestly, it's not that hard because I see a guy with a 10-speed who does his grocery shopping
in a basket.
In Summersworth, and he's usually got it attached to the round. It's the old-fashioned 10-speed. Yeah. His groceries are usually there, and somewhere on there is a case of beer.
And Scotty,
and there is a little trunk.
Scotty drives by and yells out the window.
Should have called an Uber.
Should have called a cab. Hey, Scotty horrible. Assumes everybody driving a bicycle, riding a bicycle, is a DUI.
No, listen.
Ride them in jeans.
If you're riding a bicycle in bike attire, you know, you got your right. tight pants on, your helmet, everything. Right. Everything's built for speed.
Yeah.
You're a biker.
Right.
If you're on
cyclist. You're a cyclist.
If you're a jean-on-jean guy, Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it's 4 a.m.
It's 4 a.m.
You should have called
and you got
cab.
A roller or some kind of tool belt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Bad
well,
choices.
Bad choices, kids. All right, well, there you go. I think we've given you enough to think about. I'm sure we'll hear about it. Comments and stuff like that, you can email us,
bad.
Greg Roadkill Laura. No, I think, I don't know.
We're not the only ones that think this, right?
No, I
maybe
don't.
And maybe it's at the same time, it's a thing of getting older. Because I do realize that I look at things much differently.
You do?
You know, it's like you see somebody with a bent fender, you're like, oh, that's like $3,000 or $4,000.
Right.
But, you know, when you were a kid, you didn't think anything of it.
I know. You don't have to tell the waitress your name. Anyway, we will see you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with us on The Buzz 24/7. Greg Roadkill Laura at morningbuzz.com if you want to comment. Thank you.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.